Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings. My name is Benjamin Jacobs, your host as we travel towards Wittenberg and Westphalia.
And my name is Andrew, your editor as we travel von Wittenberg nach Westphalen. Die Reformationskriegen.
And this is a mini-sode where I thank you for sticking with me.
Everyone's right and no one is sorry. That's the start and the end of the story. From the sharks and the jets to the call in the morning.
It has been a very bad summer, to put it mildly. Without going into too many details, I've been through 4 babysitters. Many of you may know my kid is a child with special needs, so childcare is no joke in terms of my ability to function. In addition, I spent a month and a half with only partial air conditioning, and then had to replace the breaker box in my house as well as the line out to the street. On a not unrelated note, I'm completely out of money and maxed out my credit cards. And just as icing on the cake, this weekend the house flooded due to me improperly installing a window air conditioner back in June. When you put that together with the fact that I need to do a whole bunch of new research for this mini-series on the popes, I hope you understand my lack of productivity. Things should sort of start simmering down in September, but I still have a lot of research to do. I do have a vacation next week, in which I'll be doing some of it, but a new Wittenberg to Westphalia episode is going to have to wait a little bit still, if I'm being realistic. That said, I am still doing them. I really want to be doing them, and I really wanted to do something to thank everyone for sticking with me during this pause. So I had this idea, and Andrew and I are basically going to read out all the snarky regnal names to date and finish with the new ones. I haven't really done anything like this before. And hopefully you'll be as entertained by this as I am going to be. I enjoy doing these snarky regnal names. Everyone seems to enjoy them. So that's, I think, the plan. So I think the plan here is that I'm going to read out all the patrons, and Andrew will read out donors, if that sounds good to you.
Help. He won't let me get my basement fish unless I read the names.
All right. Let's start out with our OG people, who have been with us from the very beginning. On the Patreon side, we have David the Well-Intentioned, Mehmet the Reminder, Matthew Medium Stockings, and Dave von Weaselballs.
On the PayPal side, we have David Frosthollow, Viscount of Minneapolis, David Hefferfriend, 2nd Marquis of Hungry Jacks, and the Warder of the Royal Recali, Dan Teabringer, Kim the Upholstery Hammer, Vanquisher of the Ottomans, the late Taup Knight, Hero of the Northern Transitional Meadow. Demetrio, holder of 3.14159 hostages. Damn it. Shabbatai, Lord of the Rings. Triggs, the Mighty.
And here's a few people who I wanted to thank personally as they are relatives or very close friends, namely Christoph Sanderson, friend of the show, Athanasius Kircher, Mudlark Mendelssohn Meadows. That was his name that he made up. We have Tickles the Tiger, also his idea. Sir Ben of the Lifeguards, Undertaker of the noble quest to find warm bagels at Dunkin' Donuts. Susan the Sock Forger, and Arc Matron of the Whiskey Swillers. And, of course, Andrew, Dank Knight.
Thank you. Can we add my friend Josiah to the list just because he's there?
Sure, yeah.
Do you remember his name?
No. We'll get to it as we read, and then you can move it back.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post.
I'll fix it in post.
Yes. The royal we.
The royal we. Okay. Bishop Josiah the Despoiler, Abbess of St. Crappier Monasteries.
Now to our regular but no less beloved patrons and donors. We'll start with David the Well Hydrated.
John Bloodyarn.
Brian the Lodger, Minder of the Royal Self-Portrait.
Mark the HTM Earl.
That one's funny.
It is pretty funny.
Demas the Vincible.
Admiral Brittany, the somewhat alarming Pirate Queen.
Jeremiah the Ginger, Archbishop of Farmlandia. And Mad Bishop of Malta.
Alderman Benjamin, Boss of the Aglet Quarter.
Dan Tebringer, Oolong Shanks.
Adam, Landgrave of Rennyville.
Lady Carrie, the Contrary.
Sir Andy, the firm but not unpleasant afternoon breeze.
I laugh at my own jokes and then I forget about them and then I laugh at them again. Duncan, the Aluminum Duke.
Lady Pamela, the Unexpectedly Royal.
Yusuf, Hammer of the Exposures and Raven Barrister of the Royal Mishpucha.
Michael, Thatch Knight.
Amy, Countess of those little red bugs, clover mites, I think they're called.
Gus, the Mostly Chase.
Rosa of Several Serfs, Shield of the Royal Root Cellar.
Jeff McCoy, 35th Founder of Rome, Ohio.
Tom, the Napoleon of Eastmont.
Nicholas Story, Pale Death of the Potato Chips.
Brent, Slayer of the Dreaded Corolla of Maple Gardens.
Sir Ryan Potato Forger, Commander of the Yearly Garlic Fleet.
Sir Mike Two Socks.
Lady Margaret the Saintly, Picaroon of the Internets.
Joe, the Horrifically Sainted.
Tyler Charman, the Mostly Immortal Knight.
Paul Goodposture, the Unslouching.
Abbess Chanel, the Arsonist.
Scott, the Appropriately Pious Archbishop of Dawkins.
Mary Threlfall, Vinyl Sides.
Sir Patrick Comfy Chair the Younger, Marcher Lord of the Royal Den.
Lady Ellen the Excellent.
Monsignor Aidan of the Cold Cuts, the Unpronounceable.
Laird Gregory, the Muggy.
Stanley, Lord of the Garnet Squirrel.
George.
Sidekick 65, Socket Wrench of the North.
Morley Dredson, Lord of Cigarettes Lit with Burning Cities.
Viscount Robbies, who meets or exceeds expectations.
Dan, the Odiferous Friar.
His Holiness Pope Steve, Finder of the Sour Cream and Onion Potato Chip of St. Joe.
Cardinal Jason, the Store Brand Duns Scotus.
Dr. Chris, the Faintly Iridescent.
Abbess Marianne, the Vicious Letter Opener.
Abbess Andrea, the Divaricator.
Sir Chris, survivor of 30 easily avoidable misfortunes.
Duchess Anna of the Sudden Yet Inevitable Betrayal.
Herciarch J, Podcast Footnote. Herciarch J, Podcast Editor's Footnote.
High Marshal Holmes of the Nonfiction Section.
Carla, the Relatively Popular.
Baron Sean of the Antiquated Haberdashery.
Early John, the Official Geographer of the Dyslexic Brotherhood.
Benjamin of the Iron Princess Torta.
Archduchess Lisa of the Slightly Intimidating Hat.
Baronet Altcode, the Substitute. The Polyalphabetic Cipher Lord of the Royal Cat's Twitter account.
Viscountess Lynn, the Cataloger.
Roy Cillian, Lord of Bubonic Vibrations.
Earl Emil, Iron Ears.
Dylan, Knight of a Thousand Muffins.
Lady Cadia behind a screen, Chief Judiciary of the Westfold, even though it's technically illegal.
That was a reference to the actual episode that it's in. It's so weird, disconnected from it. Sir Tim, Actuary at Arms.
Sir Connor, the Tufted Titmouse of the Thames.
Gronkar, Two Hands.
Sir Edwards of the Zirconium Boots.
Lady Sarah, second cousin once removed of Cleveland.
Viscount Marcello, commercial loan officer of the Southeast Quadrant.
Ricardo, the Iron Wombat.
Lord Michael of the dreaded Liechtenstein Marches.
Brandon, the wallet chain of the nation.
Earl Simon, the matcher of the Royal Sox.
Sir John the Bold, not to be confused for St. John the horribly sainted. Really, two different guys. John is just a common name. Come on, guys.
That's so stupid, I hate it. So stupid. Duke Gregory, the top sheet of the realm.
Richard, deputy organizer of the 2014 family reunion.
Finn Rindall, the grand interlocutor of the royal chat room.
Chiron, scufflehoe of the kingdom.
Scott Showmaker, caller of the royal hours.
Prince Bishop Charles, apostle to the meerkats.
Rene Malachi, official food taster for Earl Duncan, the fuzzy.
Intern Vincent, of the Guild of Merchant Adventurers. Lord of the open format desk nearer to the window than previously.
Emily Leedy, Knight Drapier.
Supreme Viceroy Robert the Poodle.
Steve Thorson, Colonel of the Royal Hawkman Corps. Colonel of the Royal Hawkman Corps.
Jarl Bill, who has a bad jester.
Sir Maximilian Ferris.
Landgrave Joseph, the fungus gnat.
Roberto the Cartavellian, devourer of the Kinkali, the history of Sacagawea, Georgia.
Prince Brandon, who had a miss-up.
Brandon. Joe Biden comes to the podcast?
Apparently. Prince Brandon, who had a mishap with a straw that one time and everyone laughed. Elector Nick, the just-looking.
The most noble Sir Basil, Duke of Pocket Aces, Baron of the Bicycle Felt, Protector of Blind Bats.
Lord Robert Oolongshanks, Count of Green Tea, Earl of Grey, and Holder of the Royal Billy.
Earl Michael, the Jackalope Knight. It is at this point that we realized that we had f***ed up and we ran out of PayPal names. So I am going to be reading Patreon names with Ben from now on.
Admiral Brittany, the somewhat alarming pirate queen of Sweetwater Draw.
We also realized we screwed up your name. Sorry, Brittany. Scartbell Jacob Fitzmanager.
Grand Duke Jan Frederick, the Dry Thunderstorm of Jastarina.
Mark Frost, the Black Stamp Collector.
Seth, the official Haruspex of the realm.
Earl Philip the Dog, who bit Hugh the Troubadour.
Earl Brunel, heir of the dog who bit Hugh.
Hugh the Troubadour.
Also dumb. The heir of the dog who bit you.
That's such a dumb joke. Such a stupid joke. It takes three reads to do it.
Not even funny.
It's not even funny.
Clearly it is. Okay. Grand Archduke Patrick, Zoning Officer Number 3.
Feldhauptmann Duncan of the Aluminum Sword.
JF the Meat Shield.
Viceroy Chris of the Aubergine Colored Socks.
Sir Greg, the Very Good Knight.
Grand Poobah, Brian.
Duke Eric, the Official Court Podiatrist.
Prince Trome, Royal Quartermaster of the Spare Electric Toothbrush and Sundry Replacement Parts.
Jeff, the double defenestrated dunce.
You know, French people get really confused when they find out that I know the word defenestrate in French because it's the same word. Brother Peter, the accidental Marty.
Probably should be martyr.
Probably. I like the idea of the accidental Marty, like his name got changed. Brother Peter, the accidental martyr and Marty.
Sure. Lady Lizane kept her dowry.
Mittens, supervising hair boiler of the Plains of Death.
Abbess Monica, Keeper of the Royal Relics and Warden of the Bones.
Sir Tim, Knight of the Well-Lit End Table, and Chief Containment Officer of the Alchemists Guild.
Archbishop Hunter, Apostle to the Doggerlandians.
Jack O'Neill, Owner of Middens.
Emmy, Lady of the Smaller of the Two Royal Baseball Fields.
Matteo Vargas, Leader of the Third of Eight Crusades against Luxembourg. You bastard, I'll come in for you.
Well, they keep failing, obviously.
Clearly, Luxembourg will never be defeated, I'll have you know.
It's impossible to attack.
Matteo Vargas, Leader of the Third of Eight Crusades against Luxembourg. If you show up in Eschtheralzett, it's on site. Coming for you.
Duchess Ellen the Pipe Wrench, whose might spans the kingdom's plumbing.
Grand Warden Shelley, Keeper of the Leftover IKEA Parts.
Priester Preston, the Priestly Prussian Prince and Printer of the Praline Project. I don't know why I do this to myself.
Jerome, Chief Footman of the Porcelain Throne.
Timothy, Lieutenant of the Royal Hawkmen.
Ed and Carrie Olafriowicz, shall be known as Lord and Lady Carrie Ed, Joint Overseers of the Royal Teamsters.
Jarl Kenthi, Cleanser of the Royal Fans.
Duke Alexander, Squeezer of the Royal Widows, Orphans, and Other Wards.
Viscount David, the Accounts Manager beyond reproach.
Bishop Michael Lightfoot, Crosser of the Royal Tulips.
Abbess Clare, Flayer of Villages.
Duchess Helen, the Miraculous Seamstress.
Count Earl, Duster of the Northwest Corner of the Second Largest Assembly Room in the Royal Palace, part-time.
You know, it needs to say part-time in, like, quotations in the future. Like, just as, like, a job title, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And on LinkedIn, indeed.
Sir Lawrence Chairsitter.
Countess Elaine, Lint Collector General.
Archduke Kevin, Shaver of the Royal Kiwis.
Can't have hairy kiwis.
He's using Manscaped razors.
Duke Ian, Iron Lord of the Raging Dashhound Marches.
Sir David, Groomer of the Royal Pool Table.
Yannicko the Vacillator, Scourge of the Royal Breakfast Buffet.
Sir Miles of the Bleak Suburbs, Master of Very Bloody Few Overconsumed Meat Pies.
Viscount Kit, Second Broom Warden of the Royal Second Breakfast Nook.
Earl Mark, Chief Attendant of Co-host Duncan's Private Bathhouse.
It's like a Russian sauna going on. He's like getting beat by like the eucalyptus leaves. It's like, ah, yes, slave. Toil away at me. Susie sweats profusely like some like overweight Russian man. Named like Petlov or something.
Sir John, the rhizome of chivalry.
Master Sam of the Bellmaker's Guild, Lord of the Dings. It's a high-quality pun there, sir.
Duke William, who ate a pie that one time, and it was really funny, but I guess you had to be there.
Earl Jeremy, the infamous nutritionist of Dumlandrig.
Dumlandrig.
Where?
Dumlandrig. Viscount Angus, protractor of all widows and orphans everywhere.
Saint Joe, patron protector of uncles twice removed. Sir Peter, defender of the royal laundries against pocket lint.
Earl Scott, the unionized construction manager of Christendom.
The Reverend Abbess Mary T., official court writer of body limericks.
Master J.T. of the Butcher's Guild, notorious vegan.
Sir Chris, the Johnny Appleseed of decorative laminate.
Mr. Whiskers.
Duke Jason, champion of the 2008 Royal Scullery Maid Competition.
Marquis Chiron, the reasonably priced memory foam mattress of the kingdom.
And finally, Lord Iron the Carl-Headed.
thank you to all of our donors and patrons. Obviously, those donors and patrons who have continued sending me money during this dead spot are my heroes, and really, really appreciated.
You are my heroes as well, because you help pay for my groceries.
But thank you to everybody who has listened and kept checking to see if I've gotten anything up yet and everything. If you want anything to tide you over, I'll remind you that Why Though is still out there. Why Though, A Personal Journey Through My Record Collection. That's pretty fun, but I'm very strict. I release a Wittenberg to Westphalia and then a Why Though, so we just did a Why Though, but there's not going to be anything new over there until I do another Wittenberg to Westphalia. So, again, thank you, everybody. I'm really sorry about this dry spell. It is what it is. Andrew can attest that I am recording this in the most ghetto setup possible because I can't even access my recording computer.
For someone who enjoys high-quality audio, it is, I believe the ancient Greeks called it rancid.
So, apologies to everyone, apologies to Andrew for having to edit this, but thank you all so much, and you will hopefully hear from me soonish.
You will hear from us soon in our quest nach Wittenberg zum Westfall, den Reformationskriegen.
Perfect.
I am made of sop with Camel Sherman PT-17, 16 cloudy.
Well, since I recorded the rest of that with Andrew, my house has been declared uninhabitable. And we are now living in a one-room, one-bed hotel room, which is fun, with a autistic 7-year-old. So it also makes it nearly impossible to record, which is why this even took longer than anticipated. So everything's kind of on hold. I am doing research, I am writing, so hopefully we can hit the ground running when things are back, but no promises. That said, we do have some folks who came to our aid even in this, our darkest hour, and they are James, who shall be known henceforward as James, the Puffy Duke of the Vestmarch. Up next we have Scott, who shall be known as Lord Scott, the Earl of Overheard Conversations. Next we have Sunny, who is asked to be known as Pirate Quartermaster Sunny, the Common Enemy of All Humanity. Up next, Daniel, who shall be known as Sir Daniel, Comfort Earl of the Ida Downs. There's kind of a theme going on here. And lastly, but not leastly, by any stretch of the imagination, we have Ibrahim, who shall be known from this day till many future days as Viscount Ibrahim the Plush, counter of 1,000 threads or greater. All right, I'm recording in a stairwell, so I better wrap this up before someone yells at me.